Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
General manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns is here. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. You and I haven't sat down and chatted since really, I think, you know, face-to-face anyway, since spring training. We've talked one other time. So right now where your team is at, I guess, give me your assessment as to how things are going in your eyes.
Well, I think it's been an inconsistent season, and I think we've had periods during this year where we've played really good baseball, where we've come together as a team, and where we've had various segments of our team performing really well. But we've also had a number of stretches this year where we just haven't clicked, and we haven't gotten everything going at once. And I think the combination of that leaves us where we are today, which is in a position where we can still win the division, we can still make the playoffs, but we've got work to do. And we know we have to play our best baseball of the season from here going forward to do what we want to accomplish this year.
Craig said the other day it's about guys stepping up, and in that statement he sounded frustrated because it wasn't the fact that there's moves to be made or tinkering to be done. It just sounded like it's just now, you know, as much as he can push buttons, it's now on the players. I mean, is that kind of what you're saying as well, that there's only so much you could do, there's only so much help you could bring in, you do have some injuries to deal with that you're going to be dealing with, but now this is just about execution, guys just have to go make plays?
I think at the end of the day, that's what it's always about. And you know, we look really smart when players play well, and we don't look smart when players don't play well. And at the end of the day, sports are played by players on the field. We've been really fortunate over the last couple of years here that we've had a number of different players step up. Our guys give tremendous effort every single night. I have a lot of faith in this group, and I think Craig is right. We need guys to step up. I think both Craig and I expect guys will step up. We have a number of players with track records who indicate they have the capability of doing just that. And we've got 2 months left now to make it happen.
When you get a guy like Travis Shaw, you get a guy like Lorenzo Cain, guys that go into a bit of a slump and you're looking at things saying, okay, could it be or could it not be partially due to an injury or such? Once you get through the halfway point of the season and those numbers haven't escalated, how difficult is it in your experience and maybe historically looking at numbers to get a guy to turn those numbers around? Because it seems like once you get mired in pressing, it seems like every at-bat, every instance that you get an opportunity becomes another pressing moment, and it's hard to pull a guy out of that. How difficult is it to watch some of the guys that, like you said, you know the back of their baseball card is better, they're just not living up to that?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there when you talk about pressing and the mental component of all of this. And sometimes it's easy to forget that these guys are human beings. And when they struggle, they get frustrated as well. We have a couple players on our team who haven't played up to their expectations and what they've demonstrated they can do in the past. I'd probably put Lorenzo and Travis in a couple of different categories. I think Lorenzo has played through a number of injuries this year, has played really good defense, has been able to contribute to the team in a variety of different ways, even if something like the batting average is a little bit lower than he would expect, and that his track record indicates it could be. I think Travis has had a really tough year, and he'd be the first to say this. This year hasn't gone at all as he would have expected. He's been one of the most consistent hitters in baseball over the last couple of years, and that consistency went away this year, and I think we're all trying to find it. Travis went down to AAA. He did a really nice job in AAA, got his swing back. We haven't quite seen that impact since he's been back here, but I think it's fair to say that that everyone is frustrated by how that season has gone, and first and foremost, Travis.
When you look at the pitching staff and where they're at right now with the injuries, can you give us an update, Yolise? Can you give us an update on Brandon, where they're at in all of this? We know that Zach goes down as well, and now you bring up Williams and Faria, but can you give us an update on some of the guys and Jimmy Nelson as well?
Yeah, we're banged up, and we've been hit pretty hard with pitching injuries over the last 2 or 3 weeks. between Brandon Woodruff going down, Gio Gonzalez going down, Zach Davies more recently, and Yolish Chacin. We've been banged up, and we've lost a pretty sizable segment of our starting rotation. I think realistically, for Yolish and Brandon, we're probably looking at early September. Brandon may be a little bit ahead of that, but he's got some work to do to get there, and obliques are challenging. So we need to be cautious and make sure that when he's back, he's ready to go. Zach, we'll see how this back soreness and this back injury progresses, but he may be a little bit ahead of those other guys. And Jimmy Nelson, realistically, we're probably looking at September as well. He's had some nice outings the last couple outings at AAA, but we need to see continue to build him up, continue to make sure that he's strong and see consistency there. So. This is likely the group that we're going to have for the balance of the month. This is the group we're going to be relying upon. And then once we get into September, we may get some reinforcements.
When you were at the trade deadline, there was a lot of names being thrown around. Madison Bumgarner, Will Smith, you can go through Noah Syndergaard, you can go through all the lists. Were you close or working with those teams on acquiring one of those arms? Or I don't want to say did you settle, but what tilted the landscape for you as to where you were going to go?
At every trade deadline and really at every transaction period, whether it's during the season around the trade deadline or during the off season around the winter meetings, we do our best to stay involved in as many conversations as we possibly can. So. What I generally say is if there's a rumor out there that we're involved in a player, there's probably some kernel of truth to that. And even if there aren't rumors that we're involved in a particular player, we're probably investigating that as well. We view that, and I view that as a really important part of my job to make sure I understand what prices are going to be like for various acquisitions. And then we can make the best decisions possible for our organization in terms of whether we want to pay that price from a prospect perspective. In this particular deadline, a lot of the pitchers who were rumored to be available, a lot of the pitchers who were talked about in the weeks leading up to the trade deadline, didn't move. And that can be for a variety of different reasons. It could be because teams started playing a little bit better and their management decided not to move those players. And it could also be because prices on certain players were probably higher than the industry was willing to pay. And that's what we found on a couple different of our targets, that prices were just above what we thought was reasonable. And so we moved on and we were pleased with the deals we were able to make. They weren't necessarily headline grabbing deals, but Jordan Lyles has thrown the ball very well for us. Drew Pomerantz has thrown the ball very well for us. We have now some more depth with Jake Faria and Ray Black, and those guys will help us over the course of the next 2 months and hopefully beyond. So while the headline acquisition wasn't made, we are pleased that we were able to add to our overall strength of our roster.
Wanted to also ask you about, when you go to make some of these deals come the off season, do you have to start thinking about looking ahead? Because obviously, the depletion of the minor league system, you can only go to the well so many times before you have to say, okay, we just don't have enough to get some of these deals done. And you and I had talked about this is the most money as far as payroll goes that the Brewers have ever spent. And I had said, if you're trying to keep up with a car that's a Corvette and you go from a Chevy Chevette to a Chevy Impala, you've spent more money, but it doesn't necessarily make you one of those top spenders in that particular category. So how difficult is it to level the money versus the prospects and get a deal done? Because I know you and Mark just can't throw open the purse strings and just go, here, we're going to go spend on everybody. You got to be very wise when you do it. So how does all that get juggled?
That's always the balance. And as you said, we know we're not going to be one of the top spenders in the game. Frankly, we're not going to be even one of the mid-tier spenders in the game. We have a lot of advantages in this market. First and foremost, the intensely passionate fan base that we have and the support that they give our teams. And then we have some constraints in this market as well, and those are highly publicized. And so we try to focus on our advantages and manage our constraints to the best we can. And some of that does come into play this time of year when you're looking at what future payroll obligations may be and how much we can realistically add to that. That's part of the calculus that every single team goes through whenever they're looking at an acquisition, and we certainly have to do that as well.
How difficult is it making just one trade deadline? Because I know that in the past, obviously, you've been able to do some things after that trade deadline. How handcuffing has Major League Baseball's new rule been?
It's definitely different, and I think depending on your competitive position on any given year as will determine whether or not it becomes a hindrance in any particular way. From our perspective, we have been able to make some moves in August in years past that have helped our teams. We were able to do that because prices came down a little bit. The number of competitors, the number of teams who were still in it, diminished. So the number of buyers in August can go down a little bit. Clearly, that's not an opportunity that's available to us right now. So it'll be interesting to see how that rule matures in the coming years, whether it stays where it is, whether we go back to multiple deadlines, whether we push the single deadline back. There are a whole lot of competing forces on Major League Baseball as they try to find the right date for that. But I know it's going to be a topic of discussion this winter at all the industry meetings that we have.
Hey, Mike, or David, I got to ask you about last year. You had a bunch of different guys that changed positions. You had some coaches that left. Obviously, Cincinnati's pitching staff got better. Everybody looks at Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnel on that loss and then looks at the addition of Chris Hook and company this year. Give me your satisfaction as to where you are with the coaching staff right now, working through the adversity of what you've had. And, you know, everybody wants to know, is there a regret about losing some of the guys that helped build a pitching staff that was one of the best in baseball last year?
Well, I think the primary job of coaches is to prepare our players and to help our players get better. And I am pleased that our players are well-prepared and that our coaches are doing everything in their power to help those players get better. So I am pleased with our Major League coaching staff. I think they're working really hard. I think they want to help our players get better and perform at a higher level as much as anyone. And I think we've got really talented coaches, and I think that they are part of the solution and will help us get this thing going.
David, always a pleasure. I certainly appreciate it. I got your guy Mike Vassallo texting me while we're talking, so I apologize for calling you Mike, but it's all Brewers related and all good stuff. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.